If you wake up in the morning, you start having negative thoughts. Man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of bed. I'm tripping, I just don't feel myself. In the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want. Everything you already have. Because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. I can give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
There is no one stepping in, coming down the aisle to play that for you. No one can make the decisions for you as a shot caller, as a leader, but you. You have to be confident. But you can't be confident if you haven't put in the work. Confidence comes from the fact that you've gone through so many scenarios by yourself so that when it's asked to be done in public, you can be confident because it's not part of your preparation. You are already the prepared.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you gotta live with. The choice that we have though is either to give up or keep on going. I wanna ask you, what are you gonna believe? Are you gonna believe in yourself? Are you gonna believe everybody else's judgment on you? Are you gonna believe people when they say that you're a failure? No one really likes you, no one really cares about you.
Situations that happen that was out of their control. And when you think about when things happen, the first thing we try to do as individuals, how can I control it and how can I manage it? And if I can't control it and manage it, now I'm frustrated and I'm mad about it. In the words of an older gentleman, he told me one day, he said, young man, you can't speed up the river and you can't slow it down. At a certain point, you gotta have some faith.
You see, all of us want that person in the huddle. Everybody wants that person on their team that believes, that person that says, we're not done, not now. We're not quitting, not now. We're not losing, not now. Why? Because I was born for now. I was born for this moment, and I was born to be beside you. The only question I have, and the only question you should have, is who is going with me?
Maybe you're here because you need to hear this. Maybe you're here because you need to dust off your dream. Maybe you need to explore your imagination. Maybe you just need to identify your gift so you can quit tripping in your own life, trying to figure out what you can do when God already planted inside you a long time ago.
You will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
So you have this big dream, you can see it so clearly, like it's right in front of you, you can go out and touch it. But the thing about it is somewhere, if you dream big enough, somewhere down that journey, that dream becomes a nightmare. And what happens in that nightmare, so you have all these questions like, why am I here? I'm not good enough. Trust me, I know all about the questions. They will flood your mind. If you do not have the answers for them, you will quit. The answers lie in the repetitions. You must not forget the repetitions you put into trying to dominate the craft that you're in today. Always, always, embrace the suck, adapt to the suck.
But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Pretend that everything's okay when it's not, and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody, and you're yourself. And fear comes in. Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Maybe you're worried about what people think of you, what people say about you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope?
No, everybody wanted. You ask the court, what do you want? Man, I want to be diamond. Tell me something I don't know. Everybody wants it. But the raw reality of it is, everybody don't get it. And the crazy thing is, if you want it, you can get it. It's not like somebody stopped you holding a gun to your head and telling you, you can't get it. It's a matter of will. It's a matter of hard work. It's a matter of sacrifice. It's a matter of dedication. It's a matter of commitment.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work. You versus you.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could. That's what it looks like. You know, people find such meaning in the responsibilities they adopt, it stops making them ask questions about what life is for.
Most of us go through life pretending. Pretending that we're satisfied where we are, pretending that everything is okay, pretending that we don't have any special goals or ambitions or desires. When really deep down inside, we do really want more. But if you look at our behavior, if you judge based upon what we do, I really will tell you some true stories about people, because you have to judge a tree by the fruit it bears, not the fruit that it talks about. See, a lot of people pretend that they want more out of life, but all you have to do is watch their actions. That will tell you something. So because life is short, I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is and get up and go get it. And for me, it's like, guys, so I need you to understand where you are. We're not looking for perfect, but we are looking for opportunity. And we have it. So it's like, yo, say it, because I need you to understand what you have. And then I need you to appreciate what you have. And then I need you to go after everything that's got your name on it with no excuses.
Because you're more powerful than you think. Way more powerful than you think. I mean, God only knows what you are in the final analysis. You're blind to your own weaknesses, but you're also blind to your own strengths. How much good could you do? Well, I would say, why don't you find out?
I see so many people in this life that have it, that have the it factor, that have the talent, that have the gift, right? That has the dream, that has the ability, right? That has the power to do special things in their life. I see so many people allow them to take it from you. You can't allow nobody or nothing to take it from you. You can't allow failure to take it from you. You can't allow adversity to take it from you.
Adversity is guaranteed. You know it's coming. You know you're going to see it. You're going to experience it. Stop. Stop it. But the choices you make as a result of it, that's different.
These things are going to come up. Opposition is going to come up. Adversity is going to come up. Difficult times are going to come up. But the people who actually live out their dreams, it isn't because they don't run into adversity. It isn't because they don't run into challenges. It isn't because they don't run into negative opinions. It's because they decided to protect their damn vision.
You owe it to yourself to figure that out. Do you have it in you? Is there another rep in you? Is there one more mile that you can go? Yes, you're tired. I know you got time. Then step it up. Then speed it up. You can change, but don't change because you're having a victim. The wedding will come. Holidays will come. Class reunions will come. Change because you want to become the best you. You will. You want to motivate someone absolutely? And become that, you owe it. Pay yourself, pay the rent, and let your future self thank you.
So if you want to do something, if you've thought about something you want to do, take it head on. Decide that you're going to start looking at it, start doing research on it, start tackling it, start becoming involved in whatever and wherever it might lead you to begin to explore the possibilities in that particular thing that you're seeking, so that you can begin to learn all you can about it. Decide that you're going to face it, that whatever shortcomings you have, that you're going to strengthen yourself there. Whatever training that's required, that you're going to go get that training. That you're going to get started right now. George Washington Carver would say, do what you can, where you are, with what you have, and never be satisfied.
What I see so often, and it breaks my heart, is I see so many people give away their vision. I see so many people stop going hard for their dreams. I see so many people not unwrapping their gifts. Not because they're incapable of it, not because they don't want to do it. It's because they allow something outside of them to kill the power, to kill the joy, to kill the drive, to kill the hunger that's inside of them. And I want to tell you right now, you can't allow nothing to kill that hunger. You gotta be like a lion for your goals. You gotta be like a lion for your dreams. You gotta be like a lion for your vision. You gotta be like a lion for the best you. You gotta be like a lion for your greatness.
Find out what it is you want and go after it as if your life depends on it. Why? Because it does. People that have found their passion, people that found the things that they love, people that have found the things that they can pour their lives into, those people live longer.
Go live your life. And those waves are still going to come. And there's still going to be pain. And there's still going to be sorrow. But you go and live your life. Live it well. And make them proud.
I hope you live long enough that someone can look at you and say you are valiant. If someone should ever compliment you and call you valiant, what they are saying is that you have shown courage and determination. Those are two characteristics that very few will ever achieve in life, because very few will show courage. That means in the face of adversity and fear, I will not give up, I will not turn my back and run away from it. Because whatever it is that you think is so intimidating, so scary, it is fear. And fear is simply an acronym meaning false evidence appearing real. Look real, but it's not. It may look bigger than you, but it's not. There is nothing greater than what's inside of you. There is never going to be a time when God allows you to experience something so damaging, so destructive, that he did not give you the determination, the will, and the power to overcome it.
Don't give up because you drifted into a storm. Whatever storm you found yourself in today, don't give up because you're drifted into a storm. Today, God wants you to know that he sees you in the storm, and he wants you to understand that he will give provision in the storm.
When you get to winning, for me, it's come down to maxing out. And what maxing out means is you do one more at least than you think you're capable of. So when you're done, whatever you're doing, whether it's at the gym or phone calls or meetings or in sports, one more shot, one more throw, one more swing of the golf club or the baseball bat, the separator is for the winners. They do one more. I'm addicted to one more. And so I want your mantra going forward to be one more.
You see, you are made to live a life of a champion, of a warrior. And the only way you can ever become that is that you have to be willing to get in the arena of life. You must be willing to fight for that name that you want to carry. You want to overcome losing? You got to be willing to get up, and you have to be able to get to the point where you don't just rally yourself. But that you can rally people behind the idea that you can lead them.
It's the willingness to act as if the world is constructed so that if you do the right thing, the best possible outcome will occur. It's a decision. That's the covenant. Right, it's a decision about how to live in the world, because the evidence can't be there before you make the decision. It's an individual, it's the individuation process. Like dying, it's something that you do alone. There's no way you can tell what is within your grasp, let's say, unless you make the ultimate sacrifice. And there's no way of finding out without actually making it. And so that's the sacrificial act, right?
But I'm proud of you, but I need you. I need you to take that step. I need you to find a reason to say no more. I need you to find a way. As hard as it may be, as hard as it may seem, some of us, we think our life is over. Plug into your progression.
And I'm telling you, I know you're in a storm, and I know it hurts, and I know you don't want to take it anymore, but don't give up. The ship is being overthrown with water right now. Your family seems like it's drowning at this moment. Your dreams look like you're seeing them from underwater. It's don't give up. And I came to declare it until it connects with something on the inside of you. You have not seen the best days of your life yet. Even though you drifted far away from God, He is calling out to you saying, don't give up.
You are too talented. You are too gifted. You are too wonderful. You are too special to live a life and not be willing to become more than what you were the day before. You have to thirst for greatness. You gotta want it. You have to be willing to be frustrated, disappointed, disillusioned, and to have people give you false hope so that you can get up and say, instead of waiting on them, I'm going to go out and get it.
You want to do that too. You want to align yourself with people who think like you, people who dream like you, people who want more out of life, people that are stretching and searching and seeking some higher ground in life, as opposed to the majority of people. Somebody said, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. And see, you don't want to be on the bottom. See, it's easy to be on the bottom. It doesn't take any effort to be a loser. It doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level. But it calls on everything in you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself.
The person that is in you is greater than what you realize than he that comes up against me. Greater is he that is in me than what comes up against me. You gotta say it until it becomes a mantra. You gotta say it until it becomes a standard. You have to say it until you believe it, and then others believe it. But there's something valiant about you. You are courageous. You are determined. Now give what you deserve. Earn it.
Time you become that person you knew you always could be. How do you do that? You break the fucking mold, guys. You get the fuck out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. Get up at 4 in the fucking morning one day. Just one day. And go for a fucking run. Commit to one day and see how you feel. Mentally, you'll feel like, wow, man, that was a fucking lie. You can't talk it all the time. You gotta walk it. Commit to one day. Try it. See how it feels. Getting up that fucking early when everyone else is asleep. Or it's that cold. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable. We shouldn't do this. You say, yes, motherfucker. I'm gonna introduce myself to it.
There is no prize out there. The only prize is this one. And what you feel and what you want to accomplish. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough. That's just desire. To know what you want, to understand why you're doing it, to dedicate every breath in your body to achieve. If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
That life, you still have to do life regardless of how you come into life. And I think some people feel, well, if you come into life and everything is great, then that's the way you live life. But no, it doesn't matter. If you come in great, if you come in poorly, it does not matter. You have to do life.
Every problem that we have can be looked at two ways. We can look at it as a difficulty to get rid of, or we can look at it as a message from our true selves. We can look at it as something to overcome and get through, or we can see it as a possibility of learning. And he says that all the difficulties that we have are actually designed for us by a part of ourselves that loves us so much that it'll create extra difficulties for us if we don't get the message. What else can it do? Any problem comes along, not in order to make our lives miserable, but actually in order to make our life less miserable. And the suffering that it imposes is an attempt to wake us up. And if we wake up, we'll have a reason to be grateful.
I need a mission. We all need a mission. That's what life should be, is a mission. That's what gives your life purpose and focus and drive and ultimately satisfaction.
You've got to get up, you've got to build that body, you've got to build the mind, you've got to build for something that will last. You are not meant to just live and then work and then die. 65 is not your retirement. It's not even the mindset of a winner. You have an entrepreneurial spirit. You are a gladiator. You are an athlete. And it cannot be just resting on your talent and your skills. You must build everything about you. You must have the mindset that I am not going to go to the grave wondering what could I have been. I will go to the grave standing there and saying, I have lived a life abundantly, and I'm happy that I've had it. There is no regret in me. I went as hard as I could. I burned the candle at both ends, and I found that it didn't go out because there were those who came and connected with that flame, and it carries on.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do?
Perhaps you're not the best. Maybe you're not the best worker, you're not the best candidate, but you can become that because you refuse to quit. It's hard to beat you because if you have the mindset that if you don't quit, if you don't give up, you won't lose. No one wants to go to war with a person that won't stop fighting because the person who won't quit will eventually become a winner. Because of fatigue and everything else that comes about. There is something in you. I mean, there is something special with you. You carry potential to change everything. But you gotta put in the work. No more taking off. No more promising that you'll be more later. Do it now.
We'll be right back.
Holidays mean feasting. From cheddar biscuits to French toast bakes, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options to ensure your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.